The final site is Haswell Park. The interesting part about Haswell Park, and until you pull it up on a map that has all the single-member districts listed, I didn't necessarily realize how close it was to all the districts. And so it's relatively close to each district with the exception of five. And so five you can't see on that map, but you can see one, two, three, and four. This particular park, the site that we've identified, and we've looked all over Haswell because we think Haswell is certainly a prime location for a skate park. And so we've tried to identify different sites on Haswell where we could put a park, and it's just difficult to do because we'd like this to be one of the larger parks that we'd have in our inventory. So this particular site happens to be where an existing baseball field sits. This is Lions Field. The Brazos Valley Baseball Association uses both those fields. We have visited with them. This field is more for practice. They do play some games there, but the other field is really where they play most of their games. If we can work with some little leagues to provide them more practice field time, they seem to be okay with us putting a skate park there. We have identified a couple little leagues that have been visited with, and they're willing to work with us. So we think we can work around some of the logistics there. We also realize that it's named Lions Field after the local Lions Club. We tried to grease that skid as well. We actually have staff members that are members of the Lions Club, so they have visited with their club to see if they'd like to have a skate park named after the Lions Club, which they declined. But they were willing to consider having the other baseball field, which is called Haswell Field, named Lions Field. And so we think we've worked out issues with the folks that use it, as well as the folks that have the name stamped on it.